This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Song's gonna make me sad, Jimmy. I didn't want to start today crying, but that is Matt Mervis's walk-up song, and Matt Mervis has not, I don't think, officially been DFA'd yet, but he's going to be today. We've seen the last of Matt Mervis as a Marlin. Now, where he may end up, nobody knows. But it's with mixed emotions that we come to you on this Friday because we know our Stanley Cup opponent and we're locked in, third trip in a row. But the news, I saw Craig Mish break on Twitter earlier today, and it's been confirmed by numerous sources. Craig Mish tweeted out, "My understanding is the Marlins have several roster moves ahead of this weekend's home series against the Giants. Those will include both infielders, Matt Mervis and Ronnie Simon, being designated for assignment." Matt Mervis came out of the box. I mean, we were geniuses. The Mervis militia was formed. And I tweeted at him. I tagged him on the tweet. I tagged him on the Instagram post. Because I told him, while I wish it ended differently here in Miami, the Mervis militia will follow you wherever you end up.
Amen,
and
brother.
Solana, I'm talking major leagues, minor leagues, doesn't matter to me.
Doesn't matter.
Wherever he ends up, the Mervis militia is there.
Pensacola Blue Wahoos, we're buying a t-shirt.
We're in. We're part of the Mervis militia. We ride or die with Matt Mervis. This, of course, is all Mike Cugno's fault from CBS4. Everyone is in agreement. We had a nice little low-key, under-the-radar thing going with Matt Mervis. Mm-hmm. Cugno had to blow it up on television, make it a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
And cost Matt Mervis a position with the Marlins. So I hope you're happy with yourself, Cugno.
It's these TV guys, right, Hawk? Like, oh, we got to take a camera out there now. Oh, we got to get these people in front of a camera. Like, just let a radio
the end of
bit-
everything. Yeah,
let a radio bit be a radio bit.
I'll always got to hone in on my material. Anyway, we're going to get through it together. We've got ourselves a rematch. It starts next Wednesday. The Edmonton Oilers, by the way, are slight favorites over the Panthers. Edmonton, this is on the Hard Rock app. Edmonton minus 120 to win the cup. Panthers minus 115. Very even, but the slightest little nod goes to Edmonton. And Connor McDavid is the favorite to win the Conn Smythe at plus 110. Sergei Bobrovsky is at plus 250. So Connor McDavid, who I believe, what did he win it last year when they lost?
He did. Yeah. Despite the Panthers winning the cup, it was Connor McDavid who won the Conn Smythe.
He had a hell of a goal yesterday. If you were watching that Stars Oilers game, that Connor McDavid, a little preview for the series. Connor McDavid, pretty damn good.
Hawk, a year ago, I did the thing where I don't know anything about hockey, and I questioned whether or not this Connor McDavid was actually a good hockey player, and Leon Draisaitl, like, are they really what they're all cracked up to be? And then, you know, that was an easy take up 3-0, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm biting my nails as the seconds count down in game 7. Bro, I've watched every Stars Oilers game this series. And when I tell you this Connor McDavid is the real deal, he's the real deal, man. Like, that goal yesterday was one of the greatest things I have ever seen an athlete do.
Just his speed, in pro sports. Like, it gives him such an advantage on the ice over the other players. So this is not an easy series. I mean, again, Edmonton's slightly favored, but this is not an easy series. As good as the Panthers have looked, this is probably the most difficult outcome of all the scenarios.
It's star power versus depth, right? Like, star power, you have the two best, the best duo with maybe the best player in my lifetime going up against probably the deepest team that's been constructed in the NHL in a really long time in the Florida Panthers.
So we've got that to talk about today. Josh Appel will join us for a couple of hours. Appel will be on with us for a couple of hours today. Chris Whittingham's going to join us. We'll talk a little soccer, a little Club World Cup with him, which is going to be here soon. Inter Miami plays tomorrow. And we're going to talk plenty of Panthers and NBA playoffs with Clay Ferrero from Local 10. He's going to join us today as well. Knicks have forced a game 6. Now, hopefully you didn't listen to Solana when he gave you the sure thing of Tyrese Haliburton over 21.5 yesterday. He gave us all these stats about Tyrese Haliburton in a closeout game and came up with the conclusion that it was the lock of the century, Tyrese Haliburton over 21.5. In fact, it looked low. And if you bet the over, you didn't win, and you never had a chance to.
How do you score 8 points in a closeout game? Like, this is why. How many times have I brought it up? We'll score 8 points in a random game. I've told Zach Gelb that 10 times. This is why he's not a superstar. That performance right there.
It's funny. That's been this debate on First Take. Is he a bona fide NBA superstar? I asked Jim Larrañaga yesterday, and he was like, superstar? Superstar is reserved. It's the Jimmy Butler conversation that we had. And by the way, Tyrese Haliburton's better than Jimmy Butler. But it's the Jimmy Butler conversation where you go, okay, superstar on a team, but is he to the echelon of superstar for the NBA as a whole? And I would submit to you, I think many people would, that you just can't put up that game in that situation. You just can't if you're a superstar.
Listen, man, I love this Pacers team as much as it pains me to say, but Benedict Mathurin can't be your leading scorer in a closeout game in the Eastern Conference Finals on the road in the Madison Square Garden. That's
true.
That is asinine. That is ridiculous.
So we've got that. A game 6. Can the Knicks force a game 7? That would be great. I would love to see it. Just as an NBA fan, I would love to see it. We know, again, the Panthers matchup, and it will begin Wednesday in Edmonton, by the way. What's Edmonton's arena name? Do we know? We should know from last year, and I don't recall.
We should. Tell you right now, Edmonton plays at the Rogers Place. That's right, the Rogers Place.
Rogers Place. Rogers, of course, the media conglomerate in Canada that controls just about everything. So we'll talk about that today. And before you know it, it'll be 6 o'clock, and we'll get our weekend underway. Crowder will be back on Monday. Matt Mervis won't. Let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana for the start of today's Friday program. I'm legitimately sad about it. I really am.
Yeah, me too. I feel for him. Hawk, I think he was kind of dealt a bad hand by his own organization.
Well, I don't know enough about baseball. I feel like they had the shortest hook on him that you've ever seen a hitter get. I would love to know how many at-bats he got against a lefty this year. 3? six?
I could probably look that up. I'll tell you right now.
I mean, it was just, I feel like they didn't do him any, you know, favors, but I was looking at a lot of tweets, you know, a lot of Cubs fans.
Nine, by the way, nine at bats. Lefty.
And again, I can't make the argument that he should have gotten more bats against lefty because his bats against a righty. I mean, I don't think, did I see he didn't have an RBI since April 23rd? I believe I may have seen that on Twitter. He had an RBI since April 23rd. I mean, that's, you can't be a slugger and not have an RBI in over a month, no matter how few at bats you're getting. But I was reading a lot of tweets after the news came out. You know, I guess a lot of fans in Chicago thought the Cubs got fleeced when, I forget who they got for Mervis, and then Mervis came out of the box, you know. But all these Cubs fans are now like, yeah, victory lap, because the Cubs got one over on the Marlins on that one. I didn't know this about him. He was a undrafted, unranked prospect. Like, I didn't realize that he had just fought his way into the major leagues when no one believed him any step of the way. So it really was a great story. Just didn't end well for the Mervis militia, but maybe he'll catch on somewhere else.
His last RBI was April 23rd versus the Cincinnati Reds in a 5-2 loss. He went 1-4 in that game. He had two ribbies in the game because he hit a two-run ding-dong. That was his last. That was his last ribby. And after that home run, he did not hit another home run.
Yeah,
he has zero home runs.
I had bet him every game to hit a home run
in the month of May. And the stats I read to you 2 days ago, that was his last game. So Matt Mervis ends, after joining our show, he ends with 10 hits in 74 at-bats since April 19 when he joined this show. He joined on the 18th.
Yeah, I'd like to know the Cuño numbers before ours.
Mm-hmm. That's an average of 135, zero multi-hit games, and just that one home run.
Now, you are going to the Marlins game this weekend for your birthday.
Yes, sir. On Sunday, I'll be there.
And it'll kind of feel hollow, I'm sure, when you're there.
I was thinking, do I make a poster? Like, bring back
for sure. Yeah.
Matt Mervis, hashtag for Mervis sure. Militia.
Yep.
Do I dress in my fatigues?
Yep. You know, Matt Mervis can still start for the Marlins. When are you going, Sunday?
I'm going Sunday, yeah.
Matt Mervis can still start for the Marlins Sunday if Mike Pence has the courage.
Huh. Marlins.
All right, here are your headlines for the show.
Marlins do open up the series today. 7:10 p.m. versus the San Francisco Giants. Edmonton goes to the Stanley Cup Finals, as Hawk mentioned. They beat the Stars 6-3 in game 5 last night. They lost game 1 and then beat them 4 straight to win the series in 5. Knicks Pacers play tomorrow, 8:30 p.m. And I've got some soccer notes for you, Hawk. The Champions League final is tomorrow, Inter Milan versus PSG. That is at 3 p.m. Eastern time. Inter Milan looking.
Whittingham, part of that broadcast.
Oh, nice. For their fourth title, first since 2010, and Paris Saint-Germain. They have never won the Champions League final. They're known as the team who gets close and falls short every single year. Sort of like the Toronto Maple Leafs of the soccer world.
Gotcha.
And they're in the final once again. So they'll have a chance to lift that trophy for the first time.
Did you see, by the way, Edmonton lift the trophy last night, the Campbell Trophy?
Yeah, you sent me that video. Was it, who was it? Was it Connor McDavid?
Well, not only did Connor McDavid lift it, the entire team came over and started touching it and pawing it. And the reason they did is last year
they didn't
touch it, right, and they lost the Stanley Cup. So, but not everyone in the crowd knows that that was their plan. There had been some talk that they were going to try to change it up because, you know, notoriously, you're not supposed to touch the trophy. The Panthers did it 2 years ago when they lost the Stanley Cup. They didn't touch it last year. But Edmonton, Connor McDavid's thought was, yeah, we're going to reverse what we did last year, but it caught a lot of the Edmonton fans off guard or the Dallas fans off guard, and people were gasping when they brought out the trophy and they were touching it and hoisting it. And but yeah, they're just trying to change up what happened last season.
Connor McDavid put two hands on that bad boy and lifted it up. Like, just straight up lifted it up. I mean, he left nope. No doubt about what it is that they're doing. Kind of scared about
it. I'm telling you, right when they put it out, everyone on that Oilers team came over. Every single player on that team put a hand on it.
I'm a little scared about this series, Hawk. I'm not going to lie to you, man.
This is not going to be an easy series. This is not going to be an easy series.
Yeah. Inter Miami, they host Columbus tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. looking for their second straight victory after beating Montreal the other day. And there's French Open stuff happening right now. American Ben Shelton moves on. He wins his round four matchup in straight sets. More from the French Open coming up. It's actually like a lot going on this weekend in the sporting world. And I should mention, because the series wrapped up yesterday, game one of the Stanley Cup Finals is Wednesday, June 4th at 8 p.m. from the Rogers Center. As Hawk mentioned, game two will be a week from today, June 6th, next Friday, from the Rogers Center. And then game one, Monday, June 9th, 8 p.m. at the Amerant Bank Arena. Game four will be June 12th, which is a Thursday at Amerant Bank Arena. And then they'll go Saturday, Tuesday, Friday, if necessary.
All right.
All right, Hawk. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. It is partly cloudy today, but another scorcher in South Florida. Right now, 90 degrees. Feels Woo! Like 96. Feels like 96 right now. That's your weather.
So we've got this pair of tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll at Hard Rock Stadium June 8th. If you want to enter, the code word today is TOUR, T-O-U-R. Text the word TOUR to 20357. That's 20357. And if you need more info, go to WQAM.com. It's a Live Nation show. It's also a text contest, so message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive, obviously. But if you want to win the Post Malone and Jelly Roll tickets, text the word TOUR to 20357. Just as an aside, before we get to Clay Ferrero this hour, so I log in about 1:30 on my computer at home, and I go into the text machine, and I see what people are texting Tobin and Leroy. And someone, and I think this number has texted us before, I could go back and look at the text history, but I guess he was complaining a little bit about what Tobin and Leroy were talking about. I think they were talking about John Mellencamp and his battle with Pat McAfee. Have you seen that?
No. I saw Kachuk was on McAfee today. But
yeah, Kachuk was on McAfee. They love him, man. They love him. I mean, he's so perfect for the Pat McAfee show. Like, Kachuk is that dude. But anyway, I guess Tobin and Leroy were talking about the John Mellencamp thing, and somebody texted them, is this show turning into an audio version of the Rona Barrett Gossip Hour? Is Tobin, I mean, I know it's a slow time of year for sports, but damn. And I looked at it, and I responded to the guy a half hour later. I go, did you just make a Rona Barrett reference in 2025? I mean, there's zero chance you know who Rona Barrett is. And there's probably zero chance that Jimmy knows who Rona Barrett is, even though Jimmy texted me last night, say goodnight, Gracie, which is older than Rona Barrett. But Rona Barrett was like the first national gossip reporter. I'm telling you, that's a reference from 1975. Like, I think Rona Barrett was on the way out when I was a kid. And this dude dropped a Rona Barrett, which I'm guessing went right over the head of Tobin and Leroy, but I appreciated it, sir. I appreciated it.
Who the hell is that?
I just told you.
Yeah, but like just randomly somebody knows that from that long ago?
You didn't listen to anything I said?
I'm reading what John Mellencamp had to say about Pat McAfee.
I mean, I gave you a long explanation of who Rona Barrett was, and your response is, who the hell is that?
I'm reading what John Mellencamp said. Now I'm catching
listen,
up.
Do your show prep before the show starts, not after the show starts.
I'm looking up who John Mellencamp is.
Unbelievable. I'm talking. His response, who's that? I just explained who Rona Barrett was. Clay Ferreiro is going to join us in the next segment.
She looks good.
Talk to him. The Panthers. Who?
Rona Barrett.
She's alive?
No, I can't imagine. Yeah, 88 years old. Wow.
Wow. Look at that. Anyway, Clay Ferreiro is going to join us. We can talk. I don't think I'll talk Matt Mervis with him. I'll wait for a Pell to talk Matt Mervis, but we can talk NBA and NHL with Clay Ferreiro. We can talk Dolphins, too. I want to bring up the story that came out yesterday about Jonnu Smith.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You, Brooks Koepka!
Hawk and Crowder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Clay Ferreiro is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Clay Ferreiro, sports anchor and reporter at Local 10 here in Miami. He is getting ready, just like the rest of us, for a Panthers-Oilers rematch of last year's Stanley Cup final. Unlike us, though, Clay might have to travel, although I don't know. Maybe it'll be Will who does all the traveling for Local 10. Do you have to go to Edmonton at all, Clay?
I don't believe so, at least not for the first couple of games. You know, if we were to have a clinching scenario maybe in 5 or 7, then maybe I'd have to make that trek. But as of now, it looks like I'll be on the home front watching it with everybody else.
Because that seems like the worst part of it is the travel, not just for the reporters, but for the team as well. How do you feel about the rematch? I was saying with Solana earlier, like this is difficult. Panthers, as good as they are, they're slight underdogs. Connor McDavid is ridiculously good, and you've already beaten them in one Stanley Cup final. Makes you feel like this one might even be a little bit more difficult.
Oh, yeah, and I think the biggest difference between this year and last year, if you look at Edmonton, is the way Skinner's playing. And, man, if he plays at this level consistently throughout the series, it's going to be tough. Because you're going to have to be relying on, I think, some of those flurries, like we saw the 3-goal flurry in the second period in Game 5 in Carolina, just to kind of match the firepower, the consistent firepower that Edmonton's throwing at you. And in the past, Skinner's, he's been known to give that up. And it kind of, like, deflates the entire team. Right now, though, that's not happening. And so, you know, and all that to say, listen, Panthers and Oilers are the two best teams in the NHL, and it's not particularly close, but I'm with you. I feel like the matchup, when you look at everything and then you add in the whole, like, revenge factor and all that, at the very least, it's an even matchup.
Yeah, it gives you a little bit of the white knuckles on this one. What do you love about the Panthers the most? I've asked this of several people the last couple of weeks. I keep saying I love about them most that they're unflappable. No matter what's thrown their way, Paul Maurice is cool as a cucumber, and Brad Marchand's done it before. Everyone on the Panthers has done it before. Sergei Bobrovsky is a robot, and I mean that in a positive sense. Like, I just love that they're unflappable. What is your favorite thing about this team?
So let me take it a different direction. I feel like anybody can come up with any number of things, like the personality, the fact they're so unselfish, the fact they genuinely want to spend time with each other on the road, the being unflappable. I think if you combine all of those things and the fact, obviously, that they're winning, they've made hockey a thing in South Florida. And, you know, anecdotally, when I'm driving to and from work now, and if Hawk and Crowder aren't on the radio, I'm listening to NHL Network Radio, and I'm kind of diving into this stuff and figuring stuff out.
Check out the hockey show with Roy Bellamy and David Dwork. Why do you got to go national? Keep it local.
That too, but no, all of it. And so I think that's the thing is, They're turning South Florida. We always talk about this, like South Florida, Miami, Fort, whatever you want to call it, is not a football town. It's not a basketball town. It's not a hockey town. It's not a baseball town. It's a winning town. And right now, the Panthers are winning, and people are I think kind of gravitating towards that. Now, with all that said, if the Dolphins were to go to a Super Bowl, this would be a football town very quickly. But true. I just think, especially like north of the Dade Broward line, man, people are, you know, my kid's school, like everything is Panthers right now. It's really cool to see.
Is it possible, Clay, to dish out an MVP award throughout the postseason for the Florida Panthers through the three series? So not just the one that we just saw, but through the three series, is it possible to say X player has been the best player for the Florida Panthers? Because, I mean, we can talk about Sergei Bobrovsky, but I mean, Sam Bennett, with the amount of goals he scored, I called for Matthew Tkachuk to be traded, which has not ended well for me because Matthew Tkachuk ended up bearing out in terms of metrics as the highest rated Panther in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Canes. I don't know, like it just seems like they're so damn well balanced. It's almost impossible to pinpoint one player who deserves that nod.
Well, and if this answers your question, my name would be one that you didn't even mention. It's Alexander Barkov. And I think it's because you just, right, like, you lose sight of all the things that he does. And Bill Zito went on and on and on about him yesterday. And, you know, I say he went on and on and on, but in a way that I think kind of like helped me appreciate even more what he brings to the table. And, you know, again, I was listening to the national guys and actually the international guys, because they're up in Canada, and talking about if this guy were on any other team, any team that was in a major hockey market, and this show is based out of Toronto, they said you would hear about it nonstop. People would view him as, one of the faces of hockey. And if he wanted to lead the league in scoring goals, he could. If he wanted to lead the league in scoring overall, he could. But, you know, he's just a team first guy that everybody gravitates towards, and that energy there. So I don't know if you're talking most valuable to me, that always goes beyond numbers and analytics and stats and all that stuff. And just everything you hear about Alexander Barkov, most valuable, most irreplaceable player on that team.
Clay Ferraro is with us from Local 10. What is your favorite Dairy Queen Blizzard flavor?
Cookies and cream. Got to go old school.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you get Dairy Queen every now and then? Are you a Blizzard guy?
Yeah, well, Will actually for our Sports Sunday, for our bit the other night, he actually went and got cookies and cream, and we ate it on the set. And hopefully my boss isn't listening, because I may or may not have spilled a little bit on the desk and had to clean it up.
You know, we forced Mike Cugno at the Amerant Bank Arena the other day, me and Appel, we forced him to eat a Blizzard.
I saw that. I was curious if he's charging you for the therapy bills that he's having to rack up right now to talk to his therapist about having to do that. But
listen, he needs to talk to his therapist about ruining Matt Mervis's career with the Miami Marlins.
Yeah.
Tough on all of us.
Yeah. Yeah. We blame Cugno for everything.
I blame Cugno on that one for sure, because we had a fun little radio bit going with Matt Mervis, and then Cugno had to do a feature on him for CBS4.
Oh, man.
I mean, Cugno. More reason to watch Local 10, huh, Clay?
Cugno. Feel like somebody's just shaking their fist at a cloud yelling, Cugno.
It's like Seinfeld. Newman. Cugno. Clay, the Knicks, they win. Can they force a game 7? Could they even win the series?
Sure. They've got the ability. I mean, my gut says that over the course of the next two games, though, you're just not going to be able to keep that Indiana offense down long enough to do it. But can they? Yeah. And that's not the right sports hot take radio answer, but if you're asking me possibility, yeah, I think they can. I still think Jalen Brunson, if you're picking one player off of either of these teams, Brunson's the guy that you trust with the ball in his hands, as great as Halliburton has been, as well as Siakam has played, at times. I still, if I'm picking one, I'm taking Jalen Brunson. And if I've got the best player and I got to win two games, I feel like I've at least got a shot.
Hey, Clay, when you're watching these two teams make it to the conference finals, either of them, as you're saying, can make it to the NBA finals. It seems like the East was more wide open this year than it's ever been. Is there any sort of feeling that, man, had the Miami Heat just paid Jimmy Butler, they could have made a run this year? Like, is it fair for Heat fans to feel that way? Or do you think, when we look back on the decision not to, it'll ultimately end up being the right decision that the Miami Heat front office made?
Well, right decision, because first off, the Heat were so far off from even the Cavaliers. So, and I know the transitive property doesn't work, all that stuff, but they were just outclassed in that series. And then we see where the Cavs are now. And yes, part of this is matchups. But the other problem, Solana, is Jimmy's not that guy anymore. I do think he's in a good situation in Golden State when Steph Curry is healthy, where he can kind of just do the winning things, so to speak, that a very good number two player can do. But he's not going to be the number one on a championship team. And prime Jimmy, you felt like you had a chance with him here when you're surrounding him with Bam and Tyler Hero and when Kyle Lowry was doing the winning things and not driving everybody crazy. But I think they made the right decision for this franchise, because I don't think Jimmy Butler gets you past Cleveland, much less to this point.
Hey, by the way, just as an aside, talking about the Heat here, I mean, I've had this conversation with Crowder and Solana. I think Heat Nation, Heat Twitter, is going to be happy if one of two people end up here, Kevin Durant or Giannis. And it's the long shot of long shots, because to go get those guys, you're going to have assets, unless, like Solana says, where they demand, I will only play in Miami, and the teams acquiesce to their demands. But would Heat Nation, would the Heat fan at large be happy with CP3, DeMar DeRozan, a signing like that?
Oh, man, no, absolutely not. To me, that would be the worst case scenario, because you're using assets or trade slots, like salary slots and matching money to get guys here. I mean, look, the conversation we just had, Jimmy Butler doesn't get you past the Cleveland Cavaliers in the first round. You think adding CP3 and or DeMar DeRozan is going
to
do it?
No, but what if you can't? Like, it's kind of unrealistic to expect KD or Giannis, and I don't see any other gigantic game-changing whales out there, and we have to take Zion out of the conversation now with the news that came out today. So I don't know what your alternatives are going to be. You can't run it back. So you're going to have to get excited about a DeMar DeRozan or CP3, no?
And I think that's what drives me crazy is I would rather give the young guys a run and, you know, see what you've got. Have a year where you're just saying we're going to have these guys get this experience. And what, are they going to be worse next year than they were this year? And if they are, okay, fine. So you're like you're in the lottery. Great. If you can get Giannis or KD, and I'm with you, I think they're both long shots, but if you can get one of those, fine. Or another big name that may ask, great, love it, fine, build around him, trade whatever it takes. But alternatively, I'm not trying to just get up to, I don't know, seventh in the East. I don't want to see that. I don't think fans want to see that. I think fans are at the point now where you go back a couple of years and you finish and you know, you barely make it into the playoffs out of the play-in, you make a run to the NBA Finals. Great. Because you had Jimmy Butler doing crazy Jimmy Butler things. Prime Jimmy Butler isn't here anymore. And prime Jimmy Butler wasn't here at the beginning of this year either. That's gone. That era is gone. So the idea that you sneak in as a 7 or 8 and you somehow go on a run when you don't have that guy, I'd just rather hit the reset button a little bit, give the young guys a chance to play and see how that all shakes out.
Is there any thought to trading everybody, like totally resetting? I know the Miami Heat aren't going to do that, Clay, but in your mind, would that be the right way to go about it? Because you could make the argument, get as many picks as you possibly can. I mean, even with Bam and Tyler this year, you were already the 10 seed, right? Like, I mean, how much more could you fall off by hitting a total reset, and trying to get back into the game and having the full flexibility of a lot of cap space to go sign as many free agents as you can over the next couple of years?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And that's where I personally would rather do that than give up anything to get CP3 DeMar DeRozan. Trades, free agency, whatever. Like, I don't want a year of that. I don't want a year where you're trying to trick yourself into thinking that you'll capture lightning in a bottle. The lightning in the bottle was prime Jimmy Butler. That was it. And yes, role player Max Strus, like, you had a lot of role players that did really well around him, but it was prime Jimmy Butler that made it all happen. And so, no, man, I would much rather do that than try to throw a couple of 1 year band-aids on this and see where you end up. And I know we have to couch all of this stuff by saying we know the Heat would never do this, X, Y. Well, maybe they should consider it, because I think fans are at the point right now where they're a little disenchanted with the idea that, yeah, let's just get to the playoffs and see what happens. Well, we've seen what happens. Like, we see what happens when prime Jimmy Butler isn't here. So, no, let's try something different, because this ain't working.
Well, let's extrapolate that out to the Dolphins, though, because we had the new news yesterday. Jonnu Smith apparently wants a new contract, so they're shopping him. What do you do with that? First of all, Jonnu Smith was the most valuable offensive player probably on that team. But I also understand that over the last couple of seasons, they've set this precedent that they'll give anybody a new contract who says they want it. And I can understand where they go, yeah, we're not going to do that anymore. But it's kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. And the Dolphins may find themselves in this situation where it's kind of blowing up when they didn't really plan on it blowing up. So where do you stand on with Jonnu Smith and the Dolphins?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't they want Jalen Ramsey to rework his deal or something? I don't know. Like, that part of like the whole Jalen Ramsey thing, for, and I may be misremembering this to steal a – was it Roger Clemens who said that? But, maybe it was the Dolphins that wanted Ramsey to take a pick up, whatever it was. But my whole thing right now is the Dolphins have operated for the last 3 years as a team in a window that they felt like they were in a winning window. What they seem to be doing right now is what a team would do if they are no longer in that window, but they're doing it piecemeal. I feel like, yeah, I think the worst kept secret in the league is that Jalen Ramsey is going to be gone post June 1st for cap reasons, all that stuff. Well, okay, if that's the case, then you know you're half in, half out now. You don't have a starting cornerback relative to going up against another team's number one receiver. You are telling Jonnu Smith, all right, we're going to shop you as opposed to try to. I don't know where they're at anymore. I don't know. Is this an acknowledgement within the Dolphins franchise that, you know what, we're no longer in that window? Well, and
do they
we're
know
move
where
guys?
They're at? That's probably the better question, because we may not know where they're at. Do you think they know where they're at?
I don't. Now, let me rephrase that. I felt at the beginning of the offseason that they had no clue where they are. But maybe this is privately them finally acknowledging they're not where they need to be, and they are willing to move on from some guys, especially with Armstead retiring, and like, you don't know what you're going to have and you want to start getting these young guys some run. Maybe that's what this is. Maybe they are finally coming to the realization that they are not in a winning window, and they got to just kind of reset a little bit this year and try to go after it again next year. If that's
the
case,
the part that's frustrating, though, right? The reset a little bit. Like, either reset or don't. And by the way, I don't think they should. And as much as it pains me, I happen to love Jonnu Smith. As much as it, but I don't like the precedent that they've been setting, you know, with the contracts. But as much as it pains me, I'd give Jonnu whatever he wants. I don't think you should come close to resetting, like, go for it. Just go for it.
And that's fine. But my thing is, okay, you got to go for it. But at this point, you probably need to go get two starting caliber cornerbacks. I mean, that's...
Well, that you definitely need to do. There's no question there.
But I think that's... But to me, that's where you're at right now. We're like, I don't know what direction they're at. Yeah, sure, pay Janu. Great. Okay, well, then you're going to give up 70 points. I don't get it. I don't know if they've got some things cooking post June 1st. I don't know what's going on here, but it just feels really weird that would come out so publicly, you know, with also the caveat that Janu would prefer to stay here. Everything just feels weird. And honestly, it's felt weird all off season.
Clay, what's your 40 time? Just in case the Dolphins are looking to make a linear move as well.
Can you backpedal still? You have good peripheral vision.
So here's what's funny. I think I was clocked at like a 5.8 or something. I don't know. And for a skinny guy, that's pretty atrocious. So, yeah. And I don't have a meniscus in my left knee.
I would bet that's faster than 95% of the media contingency covering the Miami
Dolphins.
That's
faster than Donovan Campbell?
Oh, no. No, Donovan would burn me. Will would burn me. Cunha would burn me. I think I could probably take
Donovan Debo. Looks very fit. I feel like he can't run fast, though. You know what I mean?
Why?
First I don't know. I think you guys got to say something. We got to set something up for charity.
Slacks and Bruno Mali shoes.
Like, we got to set something up for charity, you know. And I think we would also have to contact Hard Rock Bet to do over under on how many Achilles pop and how many hands.
Yeah, I mean, it would all be injury based, right?
But you have to run. You have to run in Steve Madden's, though. Like everybody has to be like
in newswear. You have to run in newswear.
Pick out your best cool Hans and meet at the track.
I love it. I love it. Let's do it. I'm in. I don't know if I'm going to sign a liability waiver because I may need the insurance money if I can't go back to work.
I'm getting a text from Donovan Campbell as we speak. It says, ask Goldie. And there's more coming. Little text bubbles coming.
Goldie runs too. Goldie's in good shape.
But is he a speed runner?
Like this is he's a distant
great
guy.
Radio. This is great radio waiting for Donovan Campbell thought bubbles to turn into action.
I got to tell you, this is the most interested I've been in this entire segment.
Uh-huh. Me too.
Donovan says he'll beat me. Well, listen, what are we doing there, Donovan?
This is
55. I can barely get out of my car without grunting.
I was going to say, this is a straw man argument now. I don't think he's yeah, is that him like conceding that he couldn't beat Cunha? Because I know he could beat me.
I mean, right, Donovan. If you're picking out me and saying I can beat you, like can you beat Will Manso? I feel like Manso's got some speed.
Will runs a lot, but I don't think Cunha runs.
He's distant.
Yeah, but Cunha doesn't run.
Cunha might do sprints. No, I think Cunha might do like sprints and stuff. That seems
he does
like something
like hit training, high interval
training.
Yeah,
that seems like something that's in. Donovan now says he will beat me backwards.
No. Well,
you think Donovan Campbell could beat me in the 40 if he's running backwards in his dress shoes, he says.
I think he could beat you swimming if you were running by the side of the pool. I think he could. I think he could crawl faster.
Do you think I could complete a 40?
I guess that's the better question.
We have to start there.
Donovan,
blizzard at the end, and I'm there quickly.
Donovan and I could jump in the pool and swim 40 meters, and you wouldn't make it 40 yards running next.
Because here's the thing with Donovan Campbell. He's going to show up. He is going to look like a professional runner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's going to look. He's going to have
the Hokas.
Outfit.
Yeah.
He's going to be carrying, for no apparent reason, a javelin. Like, just like he hangs out at the track. Like, you know, he's going to have all the equipment.
It's turned to Donovan showing up with a javelin.
Yeah,
I'll roll
like
up with a shot put.
He's working out at the pole vault. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Donovan can play the part, but does he have speed? That's the question. And I'm going to find out.
The question is, does he have more speed than any of us? And does Cunha?
Right.
And the answer is yes. We're old, Hawk. I hate to break it to you. We are.
Well,
and
I know
it's not
I'm not in
well.
This conversation. Is there anyone in local media? What about Josh Moser? Think Moser could take him?
I haven't seen him run. I don't know.
Giselle used to play water polo. Like, she's an athlete. Giselle might be able to take him.
So Casey, our new sports reporter, she actually was a gymnast for up until 12th grade. So I think she would qualify as more of an athlete.
I saw her at
us.
The Panthers game. I didn't introduce myself. Is she taller than you?
No. She's I think with heels she's probably she says she's 5'11" or without heels I think she's 5'11". But with heels she's close to me. I'm 6'4".
Yeah, she looked your height. I was like, wow, she's tall. Well, maybe she could.
Yeah.
Got the stride.
Yeah, got the stride, got the athletic background. I think right now, the more we talk about this, I think Casey and Giselle would be 1-2 on the athlete power rankings, and then all the rest of us are competing for third.
Well, there's going to be two conferences. There's the Donovan Campbell Conference, there's the Hockman Conference. And I have to tell you, Clay, I think you're working your way into the Hockman Conference the more you talk.
Well, yeah, I'm not. This is not. I know my limitations. This is like I've made my life by knowing my own limitations and making sure I try not to exceed them and end up in trouble. So I understand this.
All right. Write all this down, Jimmy, because I got to have Donovan on next week. And get to the bottom of this. Thank you, Clay. We love you.
Of course, guys. Take care.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here.
Hawk and Crowder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.